Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. We are on episode number 222 at the moment. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. So here we go. I have a couple things I want to talk about today. I'm going to start with one. It's going to then roll into non-related things. So not everything ties in with one another, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about this one thing. And I labeled it as being a bystander. We recently got a phone call home from the school, the elementary school our kids go to. There was an incident that involved a boy and a girl, where the boy was poking fun at the girl and the girl didn't take it and she actually got physical with him. The reason we got the phone call home, it was not any of our kids doing or saying anything, but our oldest son, Julian, was a part of the group of boys that happened to be heckling the girl. He was what I was calling a bystander. So we had a teaching moment. And I do tie this into the gym, so just give me one second as I give you the details. Don't know exactly what was being said, but one of the boys that happens to be in the group that my son hangs out with was making fun of something going on with this young girl. And we know this young girl. She's been in the classes with my son pretty much since he started school. They share a birthday. So it was very teachable at this moment to let him know that it's not okay, one, to poke fun at anybody for anything. And two, how it's okay to, one, tell your friends to shut the fuck up. Two, tell your friends that what they're doing isn't cool. And three, sticking up for somebody that, one, you know, and two, you have all these similarities and, you know, these things that you have in common with that person. And at the end of the day, you know, we think the lesson was received, because I guess like the next day or the day after, the boys that he hangs out with were getting a little rowdy at lunchtime. So what he did is he got up and he removed himself from their table and he went and sat somewhere else. And of course, us being us, we know a lot of people that work at the school. So we're being told this, we're being told that when we had to bring your son Julian into the office, he did nothing but make eye contact with us as we were telling him what was being done wrong and what he may have done himself, just like we were telling him. And his teacher telling a staff member how Julian's one of those kids that is looking you in the eye when you're talking to him. He's acknowledging and understanding and telling you he understands what you're saying. So it was a very teachable moment. And being a bystander goes much further than just watching something happen. Far too often I see, as an adult with other adults, people just kind of not paying attention. I don't want to say not just paying attention, because it's one thing if you don't notice something, but it's a totally other different thing if someone just decides to not get themselves involved for whatever reason. And there have been times in my life where, like, we had neighbors fighting one morning when I was in high school. And when I say fighting, I mean like they were going to stab one another. It seemed like it was a husband and wife, and it seemed like one of them wanted to hurt the other, and that's for sure. And I can hear them screaming, I can hear them yelling, I'm sure our neighbors could too. But it's those moments where I decided as a 15-year-old to run down outside, run into their backyard, and just disrupt things. Just my presence there, they dispersed, they ended up figuring it out, and then, you know, things moved on. Simple things as far as like opening the door for someone that you can see through the door. Let's say you're gonna go to Starbucks, and you can see through that front door. You see an elderly person in a walker about to come out, maybe you're not even going into Starbucks, but if you see that and you walk by rather than opening that door, that's what I, by definition in my mind, is being a bystander. And if you have someone in your life who is like you, they're self-sabotaging themselves, whether it's with eating or drinking or you know, not being faithful to their spouse or any other thing, like, and you're not doing or saying anything, you're being a bystander. And a part of like this whole rebuilding process of the gym, which I'll get into here in a bit, has to do with not being that person, not being that bystander, and actually doing something about the things that you see. And I'm not saying like going out and looking for things to try to disrupt or looking for people to, you know, I'm not trying to say like we should all be vigilantes or crazy shit like that. But I want to be around, build up, and be a part of a community that does things that people recognize that community for. Oh, you're an MEFer? I know that you helped raise money for a elementary school, a preschool program here in town. Oh, you're an MEFer? I know that you do a food drive every year. Oh, you're an MEFer? I know that you help those kids in foster care during Christmas time. Like those things, being an MEFer goes far beyond the type of workouts that we do. I'm not talking like small shit. I am talking big picture stuff, and making a change is what we are trying to do. We're not just trying to change your lives with fitness. We're trying to change our community and the way people look at one another and treat one another, head and shoulders above anybody else in town. And there's no other gym that can say they do what we do. And I make sure of that. And that starts with not being a bystander. I promise you right now, anyone that goes to that fucking Martinez Athletic Club doesn't hold a door open for somebody. I can guarantee you those people over there at, what is it, CalFit, don't get together and, you know, do fundraisers for other things. People that come to our gym realize quickly that if they don't care about outside things and only care about what happens inside the gym, they really don't find themselves fitting in. Unfortunately, that's something that I wish I could change within somebody. But I've noticed that a lot, that people realize like, oh fuck, these people don't just come here to work out. These people are here to enjoy each other's time, to give their time, to donate to this, to help with that. Like that's what we do at Martinez Elite Fitness. And there is not another gym in town or in the area, I don't think, that does what we do. And that all starts with not being a bystander. And again, we had that teachable moment, Tara and I, with our oldest son, Julian. And it made me think that it definitely is something that we try to do day in and day out at MEF. So think about that. Think about that the next time you're around maybe a family member that keeps talking about how they wish they were in shape or that they wish they were going to go do something. Don't just say like, I wish you would do that too. Or yeah, like if they start with the excuses right after they say they wish they could, but they can't because of this. Be the rebuttal to that. Don't be the bystander and the yes man or yes woman to that. Give them the reason to do it. Give them all the possibilities of, well, what if, rather than why not? You know, like be that other side of the coin for them, and don't be a bystander. So that's the main takeaway. Don't be a bystander. All right, topic two. This one. Let's see. I wrote down the word belief. And how I mentioned earlier, like what we're trying to rebuild and build upon with Martinez Elite Fitness. If you are not a gym member or you're someone who doesn't get our emails, just yesterday on Tuesday, we gave word that we are moving. We're moving from our current location that we've been in now since, 7 years now. This is year seven. And we're at the end of our 3-year extension that we signed right before COVID. And we don't want any part of the building that we're in due to our landlord and the bad taste we have in our mouth from everything we have to do with him. So we're leaving. And if I'm going to be honest, I was about 80% sure that the gym wasn't going to keep going because we could not find a space. We could not find a space that was in our zoning, in our price range, or in our layout and square footage needs. Everything was either too expensive, not zoned for us, or just the layout was so weird that we couldn't do anything with it. Until about 3 weeks ago, I messaged about this specific, our new location coming June, this year, in less than a fucking month, we'll be in this new location. I messaged the day after it hit the market. So I really got lucky with this find. I did a search just randomly. This place popped up. I said, holy shit. I reached out to the property management company. They said, why don't you just make sure that you're able to do this in our business park? I said, sure thing. Sent an email, sent a phone message to the people at the city. Within 24 hours, we got the yes, you can definitely do that there. And now here we are 3 weeks later. We're 90% finished. We just need to sign our documents for the lease agreement. But right now, all the terms have been agreed upon, and we look forward to moving into our new space. And I use the word lucky so much when it comes to what happens. I'm going to say what happens with me. Things don't happen to you, you know, that you kind of just, you know, whatever, make your surroundings and make your life. Things don't happen to you necessarily. But I always use the word luck, always. And I rarely think that the work that I put in or the planning that I go through is ever like the reason. It's always luck in my mind. But I wrote down the word belief because this whole scenario came about because of this belief that I have in what we do and the people that we do it with and the people that we in the future will be working with and helping with so many different things. Like with this move, it's weird. It's like this second shot of life put in. Because again, I was 80% sure we were done. I was 80% sure that I was going to be nowhere near a gym. I was going to be doing something completely different. I couldn't even tell you what I thought I was going to be doing. I just did not think that it was going to be this. I didn't think we were going to find a space. I did not think that this would continue on. I thought I'd be somewhere else doing something else. And but the fact that I never stopped looking for a space and the fact that I never stopped thinking about the what ifs, and then if this happens, then this can happen, then this happens, then this can happen, and that is belief. And through that belief, I was able to make plans for the what ifs. So now the what ifs are happening. And because the what ifs are happening, I am lining myself up to do something that I probably never thought I was going to do again, right? And that is keep running the gym. That is expanding our programs. That is expanding our schedule back to all this pre-COVID fucking shit. So come June, you'll have your Fridays back. We're going to put in some open gym time in the morning and afternoon, but along with those, we're going to do what we're going to call hyper endurance Fridays, where it's going to be run a few miles, do a lot of meters on different machines, really no weights or body weight movements. It's going to be just endurance. And that's going to go hand in hand with these other things that we want to do. Like I started writing out programs for people who want to run 5Ks. Like I redid the Brickyard Run and made me start thinking like, man, if I would have prepped for a 4-miler, I think I could have won it. I think I could have actually done it rather than just running a few miles here and there for run club. If I were to put my efforts into actually running that distance that I would be racing for, I probably could have won it. And so it made me start thinking about, okay, well, we have people at the gym that run 5Ks. Well, what happens if someone wants to run a 5K? What happens if someone is already prepping for a 5K? And what happens when someone has already run 5Ks, but maybe they want to win their age division? Like how crazy of a thought that is, right? So what I did was I wrote out a 5K prep course for someone who does never run during the week, someone who runs kind of during the week, and then someone who runs and wants to win. So I have three different tracks right now. We haven't released them yet. I don't know. It's going to cost something. It's a program. I went through the hours of writing out the program and the weeks and the mileage and all that stuff. So it's going to cost something. But if that's something that interests you, please let me know. Let's have a chat. Not only that, but we're going to be doing Murph Prep. For those that don't know what Murph is, that is a workout that we do on Memorial Day. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I have no fucking idea where we're going to be gym-wise on Memorial Day. We could be in the new space. We can be in the middle of transferring everything. We could be still in the old space. I don't know. We might have to do this at a park. But what Tara and I were just talking about today, which was Tuesday, was maybe opening up the evening times on a Friday to do a Murph Prep Friday. So what I started doing is I wrote out 4 weeks, because that's what we have from here until Memorial Day. We have 4 weeks to prep for it. And so I started writing out a program. So if that's something that interests you, be on the lookout for there being Murph Prep Fridays in the gym. We'll let everybody know the times and everything. A couple other things that we want to start doing. We want to start doing youth sports. Like, I'm watching my son and his baseball team, and they're doing amazing. They're fucking great kids. I loved hanging out with them at the Oakland A's game this past weekend. They're great kids. And my son has a lot of fun with these kids, and I want to build on that. So doing youth sports. Another track and program that we want to do is get my first and then insert like double under or pull up, something along those lines. And we'll mark out a program for you to do that. For those that don't know what a double under is, that has to do with your jump rope. So we want to start putting those out as well. Then it made me start thinking the Phoenix program that we were doing that helps people in recovery, whether it be from alcohol or drugs. We were doing that for a little while, but things just didn't pan out. But now with the new space, who knows? Like we might be able to do something with that. So I reached back out. They seem to be interested, so we're going to collaborate with them. I want to bring our silverbacks back. Like, there are so many things that have somehow just found their life back into my soul, I'll say. For a long time, I have not felt like me. And if you have been listening for a while, you know that I announced that there was something going on. I don't know if it was depression or just fucking worn out, but I was not me for a very long time, and I think I am getting back there. And I was just talking to Tara. I don't think it was just your run-of-the-mill type of depression. I feel like I was very lost, and I can tell something is different now, though, because of, you can probably hear it in my voice. I have list upon list upon things that I want to start doing. I no longer dread the thought of going back to the gym on a Friday, because that was my day to sleep in. And when I say sleep in, I mean like 6 a.m. sleep in rather than the 4:40 a.m. wake up. You know, I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing my kids when they wake up. Most of you don't know, like you don't realize, when I get home, my kids are eating breakfast, we're brushing our teeth, and then I'm taking them to school. On Fridays, I get to wake up with them. Like, I wake up, and they get to see me on the couch sipping my coffee, waiting for them. And the smiles on their face, I'm going to tell you now, I'm not ready to let that go. But the fact that I'm even thinking about Fridays being a thing again is a good sign. And those are the little cues that I'm taking and I'm going to try to run with, because it's a turn for the better. And I will figure out a way to make sure that I'm with my kids as much as I can be. But we have financially been really hurt by the last 2 years. And now I'm trying to figure out, not to recoup what we could have had, but I'm trying to build something bigger and better than if there was never a pandemic. So I'm gonna shoot for the best I ever have or could be in order to give you guys the best thing that you ever could be a part of, all the while helping every single organization that we possibly can and proving that being an MEFer is special. Proving that what we do is more than just working out, and doing this with the people that we do it with makes it even better. So be on the lookout for all of that. I know it was a laundry list of shit. Go back through it, re-listen to it. If there's something that stands out to you, let me know. If you have questions about our move, I'll do my best to answer them. Right now, we don't have an exact date, but June 1st is when our lease starts in the new space. But we have the possibility of maybe getting in there a little earlier. We're going to have a moving party, and we want you all there. So, yeah, I hope to see you there. That's all I have. I hope you took something away from this. And also, a couple things. If you can, give this a rating on your podcast app. If you have an iPhone, give it a rating or a something on SoundCloud. Give it something, because I'm trying to boost this as well. Along with that, we have a new Instagram that goes hand in hand with our gym page. It's called the Book of MEF. We are on year 7 of writing down the little quotes for the week that you see on the whiteboard by the front desk. We're on year 7. And what I thought of just about a couple, maybe a week ago or so ago, I thought we should start releasing these. So we started, I have them all written down. And so every day we're releasing a new one. And if you just need a little bit of a pick-me-up, go there. It's on Instagram at book_of_MEF. And it's on there. We share it on our page as well. Go give it a follow, give them a like, share them. Anything you see, share this podcast. Let's take over for real. Like, let's take over everything. Fuck everybody else. Let's take over everything. That's all I have for you guys. I appreciate the shit out of all of you. And we'll see you in the gym, guys. Have a great day.